Today we continue our series on the meaning of the cross in our life.
我哋今日继续讲解一系列嘅信息，就系十字架嘅意义是什么。
Let me try to remind you what we have been doing so far.
但我而家咧，同大家温习一下以往我哋做过啲咩嘢。
We saw right at the beginning that the Lord Jesus died and rose again.To produce, to bring into existence a church that is equipped with His life and with His power.
我哋从起初就睇到咧，主耶稣之所死而复活咧，系为咗要带嚟一个嘅教会，系丰丰富富嘅有佢嘅能力嘅。
A church which is dynamic,
一个有活力嘅教会。
A church which is filled with His life.
一个充满着佢生命嘅教会
，A church when you come into it, you sense His love。
就一个你一进入佢里边嘅时候咧，你会意味到佢嘅爱嘅教会
，A love that is seen in every life。
就系能够从每一个人嘅生命里边睇得到嘅爱
，A joy that comes through this living power from the Lord。
一个来自一种主嘅能力嘅一种喜乐。
When we asked how come。We do not find this kind of power in the church.
然之后我哋就问啦，点解喺现今教会里头，我哋揾唔到呢类嘅能力咧
？And we found that the root of the problem lay in this.
而我哋睇到嗰个问题嘅根源咧，就在乎呢度。
That the cross has not become effective in our life.
就因为十字架未曾喺我哋生命里边产生效果。
So we began to see what the cross means.
於是乎，我哋開始睇咧，就十字架係一回咩事情
？And fundamentally, we saw two important things so far.
基本嚟講咧，我哋睇到有兩點啊。
One is that the cross means the end of the self-centered way of thinking.
第一點就係十字架係等於咧，我哋對依個自我為中心嘅生命嘅關係嘅斷絕。
Not until.Our whole thinking is transformed by the rejection of this self-centered way of living. Will that power become a reality in our life?
直至到我哋嘅思想被完全改变过嚟，从呢个自我中心改变过嚟之前咧，我哋唔会经历到嘅能力。
So what does this cross in our life mean?
所以呢个系我哋生命里边嘅十字架系咩意思话
？It means the utter rejection of self-centeredness.
这个意思就是对我们这个 自我为中心的彻底的拒绝。
And then yesterday we saw that the cross means also not merely the negative putting away of the self, but a positive offering up of ourselves to God.
而昨天我们又看到呢除了刚才之外十字架也都是等于呢在一个积极的那面来讲将我们来献上给神。
That we learn,To hate what we love, not just to hate what we hate.
就系话我哋学习去恨一啲我哋所爱嘅嘢，唔系话一啲我哋中意嘅嘢，嗰啲就会好容易啦。
But what we mean by hate here is precisely this putting to death as a sacrifice for God.
而所谓话恨嘅意思咧，就将我哋所爱嘅咧嚟去献祭俾神。
Because the cross means sacrifice, as you were just singing in the song.
正如大家都要唱歌咧，你知道个十字架就等于奉献咁解啦。
Today we have to move another step forward in understanding the cross。
今日咧，我哋要有关于十字架嘅意思咧，更加进一步。
For if we stop there, we haven't yet finished understanding the cross。
因为如果我哋停喺嗰个地步嘅话咧，我哋仲未完全嘅了解十字架嘅意思嘅。
Only when we have taken all these three steps，
只有我哋完全行晒呢三步骤啊。
And when these three steps become a reality of the cross in us,
而当呢三个步骤喺我哋嘅生命里边系成为一个现实
，then you will begin to experience that power, this living, this resurrection power of the Lord in your life.
到嗰时你先至会体验到神呢个复活嘅大能喺你生命里边系真嘅。
Only then the Lord can truly use you to become a channel of life.
只有嗰时神先至能够用你成为佢一个生命嘅管子。
See, a Christian without power, a Christian without power is a Christian without life.
你明白吗？一个冇能力嘅基督徒咧，就系一个冇生命嘅基督徒嚟噶咯。
Life has to do with power. You are alive. You can move. You can do things. You can think. You can run. You can talk.
因为生命就系能力嚟噶，你有生命，你就能够行，你能够走，你能够讲嘢。
When you're dead, you don't function anymore.
如果你系死嘅咧，你就完全系冇效噶啦。
It also follows that the more this life is functioning in you, the more you are active, the more you have power, the more you can do things.
亦都系等于咧，你个生命力越强嘅话咧，你就越能够做更多嘅嘢，更有能力去做嘢。
This power is not just simply that you can do things。
嗱，呢个能力唔系净系话你能够做啲嘢。
So that you can enjoy yourself。
好似你能够享受人生啊。
But it is that this power is to communicate life。
而呢个能力系要你去传授生命嘅。
This point is brought out.Already in the Old Testament, very clearly.
呢个思想早喺旧约里边已经带出嚟啦。
An interesting event in the Old Testament that illustrates this point.
喺旧约里边一件好有趣嘅事件咧，能够示范到呢一点嘅。
Let's turn for a moment to 2 Kings, the second book of Kings.
我哋而家翻去列王记下睇一睇。
In chapter 13,
第十三章。
And we read verses 20 and 21.
我哋读第20同埋21两节。
Very interesting incident here.
系一个非常有趣嘅事件嚟噶。
I ask our brother Joe to read this for us.
我会读出嚟。列王记下十三章二十节。以利沙死了，人将他埋葬。到了新年，有一群摩押人犯境，有人正葬死人。忽然看见一群一群人，就把死人抛在以利沙的坟墓里，一碰着以利沙的骸骨，死人就复活站起来了。
Picture this very interesting scene。
呢个非系一个描写一个非常有趣嘅一个嘅情况啊。
Now, in order to understand this scene, you have to understand something about the custom of burial in Israel.
如果要明白呢一个嘅境况嘅底细咧，你要明白以色列人嘅葬礼嘅背景系点样。
And that is why sometimes you need a Bible dictionary, otherwise you don't know how to figure out this event.
为呢个缘故咧，你有时你需要翻查圣经字典嘅，如果唔系就唔知佢点解。
Otherwise, you are imagining that they are digging a grave here in the ground.
如果唔係咧，你就會想象依班人喺度掘泥啦。
And then this band of Moabites are coming。
然之後依一羣嘅摩押人咧就路過啦。
And so they take the corpse and dump it into another grave。
然之後佢哋將住佢屍體咧就抌落去個墳墓嗰度。
And that grave happens to be Elisha's grave。
而嗰個墳墓其實就係以利亞墳喺嗰度噶。
The problem is that he's talking about the bones of Elisha, which means that Elisha has died a long time already.
而問題就係咧，嗰度係講緊嘅以利亞嘅骨頭啊，即是話以利亞已經死咗段時間噶啦。
So how come his grave is open?
你點解以利亞個墳墓係開咗，可以俾抌落抌嘢落去嘅
？Very hard to figure this picture out.
好難想像啊！
But that's of course not the way burial was conducted in Israel.
當然呢個唔係以色列嘅行葬禮嘅方式嚟㗎。
As those who have been to Israel, like in the first team, have been able to see the burial places.
正如嗰啲係去過以色列嘅人咧，見過嗰啲墳墓嘅咧，就會明白係咩意思啦。
Now here, what happens is that they bury people in caves.
問題就係咧，佢哋係將啲屍體葬喺嘅洞山洞裏邊嘅。
And then these caves sometimes they're simpler and sometimes they're more complex.
有啲時候咧，呢啲嘅洞咧係比較簡單啲，有啲時候就比較複雜啲嘅。
But however it is, what happens if you go in and there is one chamber and then there's another chamber and sometimes more chambers inside?
無論如何咧，入呢啲嘅墳墓裏邊咧，有啲時候先有一個嘅房間，然之後再有一個內室，再有一個更加深嘅內室咁樣。
And what happens is that in these chambers there are sort of shelves.
而喺啲咁嘅內室裏邊咧，你會揾到啲咁樣嘅空格嘅。
Or sometimes they are just square niches in the wall of the cave。
有啲時候咧，只不過係牆裏邊嘅一啲嘅方形、長方形嘅洞嚟嘅啫。
But sometimes it is larger, it's the whole like the whole length of a body。
有啲時候咧，就會係一個長啲嘅洞，能夠足夠咧裝個人嘅屍體裏邊。
Now clearly, what was happening is they were carrying this man into the cave to put him in one of these shelves.
嗱，明顯嘅咧就依班人就帶住呢個屍體咧，就想將佢等喺其中一個呢啲嘅空格裏邊。
But when the signal came that the Moabites were coming,
但当有人传信话魔压人嚟紧嘅时候咧
，They didn't want to go further into the grave because it'll take longer to come out。
佢哋就唔想爬得咁入啦，因为爬得太入嘅话咧，就需要多时间出翻嚟。
And so the first convenient shelf there, they dumped him there。
所以咧，佢就揾到最就近嗰个洞咧，就将尸体抌落去咯。
But that was Elisha's grave。
但依个就系以利沙嘅坟墓嚟嘅。
And yet the body already had decayed clearly。
而佢嘅屍體咧，明顯地已經係腐化咗噶啦。
But as soon as this dead person's corpse touched the bones of Elisha, he came to life again.
但一旦呢個嘅死屍掂到以利沙嘅骨頭嘅時候咧，佢成個人翻生咗。
These people came to the burial really had quite an experience.
哇！依啲去埋葬死屍嗰啲人咧，真係一個好古怪嘅經驗啊！
They were already frightened by the band of marauders outside.
出边嗰啲魔人已经吓到佢哋失魂噶啦。
And if that wasn't enough, now this person comes to life in front of them.
如果嗰个就唔够咧，前边呢个翻生死尸咧就真系吓怕佢哋咯。
So this was quite a terrifying experience.
呢个真系个好恐怖嘅经验啊。
I'm sure they didn't know whether they were to run out and run to the bottom.
我心谂佢唔知走出边好啦，还是走入里边好。
Which one was more frightening, this man who was resurrected, or the enemy that was outside?
你话边样恐怖啲啦？出边嘅敌人恐怖啲，还是前边呢个翻生死尸恐怖啲
？But the point of this incident is this.
但呢一个嘅事件嘅要点喺呢度。
It is that even the power of God still continued to work even through the dead Elisha.
即系神嘅能力竟然能够透过一个死咗嘅以利沙传出嚟。
And through a dead person.To bring to life a person who had died.
而透过一个死咗嘅人咧，能够令叫另外一个死咗嘅人翻生嘅。
You see, a servant of God is meant to be a channel of life.
你明白吗？一个神嘅仆人系神嘅能力嘅一个管子嚟嘅。
God's power is working through you if you are a servant of God to bring life to others.
假如你系一个神嘅仆人嘅话咧，神嘅能力要透过你去。替别人带来生命。
And so mighty was this servant of God Elisha with God's power that even in death he could bring life.
而以利沙系一个咁有能力嘅神嘅仆人咧，就算佢嘅死亡里边都能够带人别人俾人生命。
Such was the power of God working through this person.
呢个就系神能够透过佢产生嘅能力。
And the whole point is remember the task of a servant of God.And of every disciple is to communicate life.
要记住啊，一个神嘅仆人，而每一个门徒嘅任务咧，就系要传授生命。
But if Elisha was a mighty servant of God, just look at the New Testament.
嗱，假如以利沙系一个神伟大嘅仆人嘅话咧，我哋只需要翻去睇下新约。
Just as the Lord said, even greater in the New Testament.
新约主耶稣话，甚至比嗰啲更加大嘅。
We find, for example, that Elisha again communicated life in chapter 4 of 2 Kings.
例如咧，你会揾到咧喺列王记下嘅第四章咧，又见到以利沙去传生命俾别人啦。
And there, in verse 32, we find him bringing to life the dead son of the Shunammite woman.
你会揾到喺32节嘅时候咧，佢系将一个嘅女人嘅死咗嘅仔咧嚟复活。
But he had to do this exactly like the bones by direct contact.
但佢需要做嘅就系咧，正如嗰啲嘅骨头一样咧，佢需要亲身嘅用身体嚟接触嗰个死咗细路仔。
When the dead person touched the bones, the contact with the bone brought life.
系当嗰个死尸掂到嗰啲骨头，佢先至翻身。
So in the same way, this dead boy, what did Elisha do? He stretched himself physically upon this dead boy, physically communicating life to him.
佢向呢个嘅死咗细路仔做乜嘢咧？佢用佢嘅身体嚟去瞓喺个细路仔上边。
And this way, communicating that life to him.
而透过呢个方式咧，就用呢个生命嚟传过去啦。
When we come to the New Testament, we see the Lord Jesus raising the dead on 3 occasions at least.
当你翻到新约嘅时候咧，你会揾到起码三件事件咧，主耶稣将死人嚟翻生嘅。
That we find that he does not need even to touch the person. There doesn't have to be direct contact.
但你要留意到就係咧，主耶穌唔需要用直接嘅接觸方式嚟叫佢翻生嘅。
Such is the power that direct contact isn't even necessary。
佢嘅能力係咁大咧，呢個直接接觸係唔需要。
So in the case of the daughter of, in the case of the daughter of the son of the widow of Nain,
好似例如嗰個嘅啊尼人呢個嘅鎮嘅婦人嘅仔一樣。
In Luke chapter 7 verse 14,
喺路加第七章第十四節
，He doesn't touch the dead person at all.
佢並冇掂到嗰個嘅死咗嘅人啊。
All it says is that he touched the bier, that is the stretcher that carries the dead person.
所有記錄嚟嘅咧，佢用手掂個棺材嘅啫。
And apparently he touched it only to stop the procession, to stop those people who are carrying, walking on.
而佢掂個棺材咧，無非就係想停止呢個嘅送殯嘅行列。
And then with a word of command, he brought this young man back to life.
然之後用一句嘅命令，佢將呢個嘅死咗嘅人翻生。
In the case of Jairus's daughter, he did take the daughter by her hand.
而至於嗰個捱老嘅女咧，佢的確就要用手嚟拖住個女仔。
He didn't need to do this.
但佢係唔需要咁做嘅。
This is we have already seen in the previous chapter, Luke 7, that he didn't have to touch the person at all. Though in Luke 8, he raises Jairus' daughter by a gesture.
正如我哋喺第七章已經睇到咧，佢係唔需要掂都可以嘅，只不過喺第八章呢個情況之下咧，佢哋用手嚟拖呢個女仔嘅手。
The same is true in John chapter 11.
正如同樣咧喺約翰第十一章一樣
，Where he raises Lazarus by a word of command, Lazarus come out。
佢係用一句嘅説話命令拉撒路從墳墓裏邊出嚟。
What a word of power！
一個有能力嘅説話。
Speak to the dead and he rises。
佢向嗰啲死咗嘅人講話，佢就翻生。
The same is true, in fact, of the apostles。
甚至呢個情況咧係佢啲使徒都一樣嘅。
So great was God's power working through the apostles。That people only desired that his shadow would pass over them.
在使徒身上的能力是大到一个这样的程度，那些众人只是想他那些病的人能够接近他们的影子而已。
Not even any touch, just the shadow. They put the sick people there so that Peter's shadow would just move over them and they would be healed.
碰都不用碰，他只是将病人放在他们的影子的路过的地方，他们就好翻。
In this case, not even a word was spoken. Not only no touchings, not even a word was spoken.
在这个情况咧，连讲都唔使讲嘢。
Such is the power.
呢个就系个能力啦。
We think again of the Lord's words, "Greater works shall you do when my power works through you."
记得主嘅说话吗？当我嘅能力透过你嚟产生功效嘅时候咧，你所做嘅嘢比我做嘅更要大。
Then you see, that is in Acts chapter 5 verse 15, by the way, about the shadow of Peter.
呢个就系《使徒行传》第五章十五节嘅记载。
We see that also with the Apostle Paul.
保罗同样系咁情形。
Such was God's power working through him that again he did not need either direct contact or even a word being spoken.
神喺佢身上边嘅能力系咁大咧，佢系唔需要讲嘢或者唔需要做啲乜嘢。
We see that in Acts chapter 19 and verse 12.
使徒行传十九章啊第十二节，你就会揾到啦。
There it simply says that something that some handkerchief or some piece of cloth that had been in contact.With Paul's person, would be taken and touch some sick person or somebody possessed with an evil spirit, and they would be instantly healed.
人只不过将一啲掂过保罗嘅手巾仔或者一块布而攞去医病人咧，嗰啲病人就会好翻嘅。
The power to communicate life and healing.
呢个就系传授生命同埋医病嗰种嘅能力啦。
Of course, we must have one precaution here.
当然，有一点我哋要当心啊。
We must not suppose that power is to be measured by miracles.
我哋唔应该谂咧，能力有几大，个量度方法就在于你做，在乎你做几多神迹。
Power can be expressed in other ways than miracles.
因为能力能够透过其他嘅形式彰显出嚟嘅。
For example, through the spoken word that brings life to the hearers.
举例，能够透过讲道咧。来带来给听到的人有生命。
That is why the Lord Jesus said that John the Baptist was the greatest of those in the Old Testament.
为这个缘故，耶稣说施洗约翰比其他旧约的先知都要大。
Yet John the Baptist never did a single miracle on record.
但约翰被记录下来的呢，他从来没有做过一个的神迹。
Yet the Lord puts him on the level with Elijah or any other mighty prophet of God.
但主将他呢摆咗个地位同其他以利亚嘅先知同等。
Because though he never did a miracle, his power was in the power of the word, in the power of the preaching.
因为佢虽然佢从来冇做过神迹嘅，佢个能力系在佢讲道里边嘅能力。
Now here we must pause for a moment to consider one fact.
嚟到呢度咧，我哋需要稍微停一停，而考虑另外一样嘢。
We ask ourselves, isn't this desire for spiritual power rather dangerous?
我哋会话会唔会当我哋咁样渴望得到呢个能力嘅时候，会有危险喺里边咧
？May not such power bring pride？
呢咁嘅能力会唔会令到我骄傲咧
？Wow, all people crowding on the streets, just hoping that your shadow would pass over them。
我意思话，嗰啲人会围住晒你，通街围住你，净系想掂一掂到你嘅影子啫。
This could be pretty dangerous.
呢样可以好危险噶。
And people might even come to adore you and worship you.
嗰啲人甚至可能会嚟拜你添噶。
Remember when Paul did certain miracles, they came and knelt down at his feet to worship him.
彼得保罗
was some kind of god.
彼得保罗曾经做啲神迹嘅时候咧，当地嘅人就前嚟拜佢添，以为佢系某类嘅神仙嚟嘅。
Wouldn't it bring pride?
会唔会带嚟骄傲咧
？This desire for power is dangerous, is it not?
这个对于能力的渴慕的心是危险的，是不是？
How does the Lord deal with this problem?
主耶稣怎么处理这件事？
Here is the excellence of his wisdom.
这个就是他的智慧的高峰。
First of all, you cannot have this kind of power until the cross comes into your life.
首先一点就是，如果你没有这个十字架进入你生命里面，你根本不会有能力的。
So that if your desire for this power of God is selfish,As in the case of Simon Magus.
因此，如果你为要得到呢个能力嘅动机系自私嘅咧，正如嗰个嘅西门嘅叫做西门嘅法术师一样。
He wanted to buy this power with money.
佢想用钱嚟收买呢类嘅能力。
You don't get this power with money. You get this power only through the cross.
呢类嘅能力你唔能够钱收买得到嘅，你要透过十字架先得到嘅。
And it is precisely in seeking for this power.If you have any selfish motive, God destroys it through the cross.
就是当你寻找这个能力的过程当中，假如你有什么不正确动机的话，神用这个十字架来去除灭这些动机。
Not until that cross purifies your heart, when you ever have this kind of power, so you don't have to worry about it.
在这个十字架清除你的不正确动机之前，你不用担心，能力不会来到你身上。
So if you just have this longing for power, you won't get it.
因为假如你好渴望呢个能力都好咧，你都唔会得到噶咯。
Not until the cross becomes an ever deeper reality，
直至十字架为你嚟讲越嚟越真实之前啊。
So this is the wisdom of an excellence of God's ways. He takes the selfishness of man and destroys the selfishness of man with that very selfishness。
嗱，呢一个就系神嘅智慧啦。佢将你嘅自私攞嚟去。
What do we mean by this?
我哋嘅意思系乜嘢？
He takes your desire for salvation and uses that very selfish desire when you want to save yourself to destroy your selfish desire.
佢系利用你想得救嘅动机咧，嚟去拯救你从呢个自私嘅动机里边出嚟。
Let us look at our text again today.
当我哋今日翻到去今日嘅圣经里边
，Luke chapter 9。
路加福音第九章
，which we already looked at from one angle before，
而我哋以前咧已经从一个角度睇过一次噶啦。
Now we need to look at it from another angle。
今日我哋从另一个角度嚟睇。
Luke chapter 9 verse 23。
路加第九章第23节。
And he said to all，
佢对众人说
，If any man would come after me， let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me。For whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake, he will save it.
佢话若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡系要救自己生命嘅咧，必丧掉生命；凡系为我丧掉生命嘅，必救了生命。
Here is the wisdom of God in the cross.
呢个就喺神利用十字架。睇到嘅能力嘅智慧。
You see, we start with a selfish desire to be saved.
我哋开头嘅时候咧，系出自一个嘅好自私嘅想得救嘅动机嘅。
We want to get to heaven.
我哋想升天堂啊。
We want to save ourselves.
我哋想救自己啊。
Sure, that's all we can. You can say, what's the difference from wanting to enjoy heaven in heaven from wanting to enjoy heaven on earth?
呢个有咩分别咧？ 你想在天堂里面享受天堂，同埋喺个人间享受天堂有乜分别？
Well, some people want to make a lot of money so that they can have heaven on earth.
有啲人想搵好多钱咧，好叫佢能够有呢个人间天堂嚟享受。
So the Christians don't want a lot of money; they just want heaven in heaven, not heaven on earth.
而至于嗰啲基督徒咧，佢哋就唔想喺人间天堂啦，佢想咧就升天堂，喺天堂上边嚟享受享福。
It seems they both really just want to save themselves in one way or another.
似乎两种人咧都系想救自己啫。
It still seems to be purely self-centered. It's me that I want to save.
似乎仍然都相当嘅自我为中心喎，仍然系我喎，我想救我自己啊。
God takes that to start with.
初时咧，神接受嘅。
But He uses that very selfish desire to destroy your selfishness. This is the amazing thing about the cross.
但佢神会利用你呢个自私嘅心咧，嚟去毁灭你呢个自私心。透过个十字架。
That is exactly the point when He says, only when you lose your life, you lose yourself, you will get it.
所以佢就话咧，透过你丧失自己生命咧。你就会救到你的生命了。
You want to save yourself?
你想救你自己吗？
Lose yourself.
你就要丧失你自己了。
Amazing, isn't it?
好奇妙，是不是？
What a wonderful God we have.
我们有的神是一个多奇妙的神呢？
Now, unless you understand this point, you don't really understand the cross.
除非你明白这一点的话，你是不会明白十字架。
So that even when you desire to be saved, you will not be saved.
就算你想得救都好，你都不会得救的。
Until you lose your life.
直至你丧掉你的生命。
What does lose your life mean?
丧掉你的生命是什么意思啊？
Whole selfishness has to go, the selfish way of thinking, remember?
整个的自私的心态都要离开了，记得吗？
What does lose your life mean? Offer it up and sacrifice to God and you finish with your own life.
丧掉生命是什么意思啊？你将你整个人献给神。
So that you are no longer your own, as Paul says, you have been bought with a price. You give yourself, you belong to Him.
所以好似保罗所讲咧，你再唔属于自己噶啦，你只不过将属于神嘅俾翻神嘅啫。
If you are saved, he says, if you are bought with a price, don't you dare to live for yourself.
保罗话你系被重价买翻嚟嘅，所以你唔好为自己而生活啦。
You see how amazingly God works?
不是奇怪吗？神嘅做事嘅方法系好奇妙。
Let me say it one more time.
等我讲多次咁多。
In the very desire to save yourself, in that selfish desire to save yourself, God destroys your selfishness.
正正喺呢个想去救自己嘅自私过程当中啊，神就会对付你嘅自私。
He destroys that selfishness by the cross.
而神会用十字架嚟去毁灭你嘅自私嘅心。
Now let us look at this passage again.
等我哋再睇一次呢个经文。
And make sure that we understand.
好叫我哋能够嘅肯定明白呢段说话。
Here there are two crosses.
呢度咧有两个嘅十字架。
One is the cross.